Brad Young of KCChiefs.com, right here with NFL Network's Marshall Faulk. Marshall, seven-time Pro Bowler himself, so you're very familiar with Hawaii in general. From a player's perspective, what is the week like for those guys?
It's fun. There's a couple of perspectives for me. I remember coming over here as a rookie, wide-eyed, in the huddle with the likes of John Elway and guys like Dan Marino, guys that I idolized, saying to myself, oh, my God, this is the NFL. This is for real. And then, later in my career, being that guy, having young guys come in saying to me, hey, I remember you when I was in high school. You know, so both ends of the spectrum, but coming over here is fun, relaxed, great atmosphere, and the camaraderie with the guys.
There have been a lot of moves in the offseason with the Chiefs. Of course, they hired Andy Reid and also brought in new general manager John Dorsey from the Packers. And here in Honolulu, the Chiefs actually have six Pro Bowlers. With all those things coming together, how excited should Chiefs fans be for next season and beyond?
I think you have to be very excited. When you have a guy in John Dorsey who he comes from the Packers and you understand what the Packers has done, they do a great job of drafting, maintaining their players. They're not a team that really go after a lot of free agents, but the ones that they do go after, they really help the team. So in that aspect, you can like what they do because the Chiefs have had really good draft choices, but they haven't materialized into being a good team. And Andy Reid, I said it all along. I said it to Eagles fans. You're going to be sorry when this guy leaves because the consistent level that he coaches with and what he gets out of his players last year, it's one of those years you're going to have a down year, and you can't look at that down year as a make-or-break year, and that's what the Eagles did. Now the Kansas City Chiefs, they have a steady leader, a guy that that I respect and believe is going to do a great job for the organization.
Now, Jamaal Charles, Chiefs fans see a lot of Marshall Faulk, and they could hope that he could continue his success as a Marshall Faulk type. What is it about Jamaal Charles' game that you like watching?
How explosive he is. At any given time, on any given play, I mean, He's a home run hitter, and most home run hitters, they're not good in between the tackles, but Jamaal does a great job at lowering his pad level and getting those tough yards as well as being a home run hitter. So I think he's great in the passing game, his ability to identify guys and block. I think he's a three-down back, but they have McCluster who can come in and spare him at times, so you don't need to maybe create all the wear and tear on him, but I love his game. I think that he's going to continue to grow. And the story with Adrian Peterson and his knee, it kind of overshadows what Jamaal had to go through as well. But, you know, I throw him in the mix as for comeback player of the year and what he did as well. It's tough as a running back to have a bad knee, come back and play a whole season and have a good year. Both of those guys had exceptional years.